Washington State's final weekend without recreational pot stores is over. Early this morning, Evergreen State joined Colorado in issuing business licenses to qualifying retailers. The SeattlePI.com reports that Cannabis City in Seattle was among the first 20 to get licenses. The owner was up late into the night getting things ready for his Tuesday grand opening. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
James Lathrop's new shop is quiet now. He doesn't expect it to last.
Tuesday at high noon.
That's when Lathrop says his shop will open, with his own twist on the official ribbon cutting.
So you actually gotta use the police tape as the ribbon?
Yes.
Supply has been an issue. The state only licensed commercial growers a few months ago. But Lathrop says he has 5 pounds for the first day, divided into packages of 2 grams each.
And so the first 2,200 people in line get a purchase on the first day.
When that's gone, all bets are off. There may be shortages until the end of July. Neighbors are expecting a carnival of people with the munchies. The Subway sandwich shop says the result will be
positive.
Roberto Castellan is the manager. He says the store should be really busy.
I think we sell a lot of food and sandwiches. Nacho cheese, Doritos, yeah, and Lay's. We need more employees.
But a sign on the door of Cannabis City warns marijuana is not to be consumed in public. All part of the rules that are meant to keep the party under control. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.